This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C., this is the Rock and Money Podcast, episode 86. Time to talk about your saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey, Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent. And we're so grateful you've joined us. Call us right now with your questions, comments, 989-888-ROCK. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website, which is fantastic, at rockonthemoney.com.
If you do say so yourself.
Oh, I do. It's got every podcast on there. And we're getting a lot of new listeners right now because of that gaming thing that I do. All them, they're like, wait a minute. That's 50,000 followers over there. They're going to come in and swarm in. They're actually starting to come in now. So we have questions. We have questions.
Yeah, and concerns. We do.
Yes. I like this first question. We're going to do questions again today, guys, because that seems to be what you guys enjoy. And this first one, we've touched on before, but I think with as we're recording this in October with election coming up, I think this is a very common concern. Number one, they say that when there's blood in the streets, that's the best time to invest. With COVID, I believe that is exactly the case we are in now. Where do you think the best investment opportunities are right now during the economic crisis beyond stocks?
I've never heard that saying before.
I've heard that on CNBC. That might be where they got that. I've heard that several times. Not during this phase, but I've heard it several times. That is actually a quote from somebody. What they're saying is when things are bad and people are panicking, it's time to take a look at an opportunity is what they're actually saying. So what investment, you know what? I'm sticking with my same stuff I did really last year. My strategy has never changed, Amanda. I know it sounds boring. I don't know what you're doing, but the same stuff I did last year, I'm still in it now.
Yeah.
And I'm way up. This has been the best year I've ever had in my income and investments ever.
Right.
Ever. And I'm doing nothing. I'm invested, but I'm not touching a thing. I was earlier this year. I realized that was stupid because I can't predict what's going on. I can't. They'll say one thing one day, stocks go up, say something next day, goes down, goes up there. I can't predict this. So I'm leaving it alone. It's the best thing. And I do have a long-term mindset, but I have some other things I moved around, but I'm glad I'm not doing anything anymore. I'm just leaving it alone. They're like, oh, I looked at it yesterday. I'm like, wow. Okay. And then I'm probably won't look out for a couple more weeks because the election's coming up. But I'm not doing
doing a damn thing. I'm not doing anything with mine either. Yep. And it 70% in the last 3 months.
Okay, we talked about briefly. The election's coming up in a couple weeks. As of when we're recording this, we're a couple weeks away from the election, first week of November, here in the States. What are you doing before and after election? With all the excitement going on, we have bad debates and everything. What are you doing before and after election?
Financially? Nothing.
Yes. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing absolutely nothing. Because what?
I mean, I'm buying an investment property
but you have done
3 days
anyway.
Before the election.
But you would have done that anyway.
Yes. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the election.
So historically, what have we said has happened with every election in history with the stock market?
Nothing. There may be some fluctuation immediately before or immediately after, but it'll level out.
Right. I don't get caught up with what candidates are saying they're going to do after they're elected, because typically none of that ever happens anyway. And everybody gets caught up in that crap for no reason. Anyway. So my answer to this is, what would you have done last year or next year?
Nothing, but I rarely do anything. I'm kind of lazy. I just set it and forget it.
Just stick with the solid stuff that we always say. The index funds, anything good that consistently over time beats the index. And if you're going to look at stocks, look at a package of stocks that I prefer companies that are not in debt. At my age, Amanda, I like doing anything a little riskier that you can. You're so young. I wish I was your age again.
Yeah.
What are you, like 27? I would do that and stick with your S&P 500 rule. Anything that beats it, short, medium, long term, it's fine. Yeah. Nothing should be different. Don't get caught up in this blood in the streets, whatever you called it.
Mm-hmm.
Just relax. See, this is day trading talk is what this really is, by the way. They're looking at short-term gains. I'm done with that. We've talked about that multiple times. I'm done with that stress. It's not worth it. And I really don't make anything. Number two.
Yeah, if that's your goal, this is the wrong show to listen to for you.
And trust me, it doesn't work. 70% of all people that do that day trading lose all their money. Number two, I have some stocks in my 401k. If I sell some stocks and keep the cash in the 401k to buy other stocks, which I've done, does that count as taking out of the 401k and getting taxed?
No, it does not. That's no, you have to actually have the money hit your bank account, like your checking or savings, or to have them send you a check.
Yeah.
As long as it stays in the account, then it's not a withdrawal that would be taxed. It's merely that you're moving your investments around within it.
That's a good question, though, because a lot of people just don't know that.
However, if you buy or if you sell some stocks within a regular brokerage account, then you would pay tax on the gains that you have from that sale.
Right. 401k.
Even if it's still within the account.
Yes. The number 401k or 457 or 403b, those are actually references to the IRS code. That's where that comes from. So all that is it's how this money will be treated as an investment, retirement, or whatever. That's where that number comes from. A lot of people don't realize that. It's actually 401 subsection K of the IRS code, tax code. So within that, it says as long as it stays in that bucket, that shelter of a 401K, no, it does not get taxed unless you take it out.
Correct.
There you go. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that's actually a reference to the IRS. So question number three. Did we just not have this the other day? I keep hearing about Nikola and Atlas Trucks. These are the competitors, Tesla, right?
To Tesla, yeah.
What way could I analyze the benefits, risks of each? I've never bought anything besides an index or an individual stocks in real estate. Never invested potential up-and-coming companies.
Well, you're not able to invest in the company. It would still be stocks.
Right.
So that's confusing. If you've already invested in individual stocks in the past, then this is no different.
My standard answer for this when people start buying stocks like this, you weren't a stock trader before. Why do you want to be one now? If everything else is working, let the Robin Hooders play around with that stuff, because now you're getting into speculative stuff. If you didn't do it before, why do you want to stress yourself out? If you're having fun with real estate, you're doing great with your index funds, and you have a couple of individual stocks, hopefully it's like Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, stuff like that, or Nvidia, which I've promoted for ages. Why would you go mess around with these electric trucks? I know there's so much news about this stuff, Amanda.
Yeah, you know what? I'm losing my patience with people asking us for advice on single stocks. That's not what we coach. That's not our purpose, in any of our media that we put forth. So this is the wrong program for you if that's what you're wanting to know about.
You know the individual stocks that I don't mind them talking about, though? Or asking.
Well, so you're perpetuating the problem here, Craig. You're enabling questions about single stocks.
Hear me out, though. The stocks that are in the top 10 of the index or of the ones that outperform, because those are Apple,
yes, but if you get Microsoft, the index, you're already getting those.
Absolutely. We do coach exactly what you said. Exactly. But if you are beyond the 401k maxing it out and you did max out your IRA, you could do specific targeting to Microsoft Raffle and put more in there to get more gains out of that.
Yeah, we're not going to. We're not giving advice on how to analyze benefits and risks of single stock.
No, 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 no. That is no. I don't believe in that stuff. I don't.
No,
I don't. I've tried it. I've tried
you will it. Have to seek out that education elsewhere. So, Craig, you've heard me now. I don't want to see any more questions about single stocks.
Okay, guys, if you send those in or you send me IMs, I'm not allowed to put those in there because...
Or answer them. We're not answering them anymore. We're drawing the line.
Because anything Amanda says to me, I actually do listen to her. She's like, she keeps me in line. All right, guys, I'd rather lose you guys than Amanda, so that's it.
Yeah.
Taking a break.
I mean... You're ahead. Yeah. You wouldn't call the Dave Ramsey show and ask about single stocks. Stop.
That's a good
point. And if you did, they wouldn't put you through. So we're not putting you through anymore.
Right. And when people do sneak those in, he tells them the same thing. Quit. You weren't his standard answer is, you weren't a stock trader before. Why you want to be one now?
Yeah.
Use the stuff that works. Stop trying to get money. Everyone's fast money. Stop trying to get fast money. It does not work. All right. Now I'm all fired up. I need a break. We're going to take a quick break.
Apparently, so do I. I'm annoyed.
Oh, my God. This week, there are questions. And, guys, we respect you guys. We're trying to be coaches. Coaches are the people that make you do 10 more push-ups. We're trying to get you back on track. If we're not forceful with this information, you're going to go off and do stupid things and you're going to regret it. This is coaching, guys. It's coaching. Drop and give me 20. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rock and Money.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
The money with Amanda and Craig. We were just looking ahead towards the questions, and number 6 is a doozy. And Amanda's going to give me another rule when we get through number 6, I think. Don't forget to go to rockonthemoney.com for all of our previous episodes. We have literally tons on there. You can do a search right at the top and find about any subject out there. We've literally covered everything in basic form. And I appreciate, Amanda, you sticking us out for this. I really do. Because if I did this on my own, no one would be like, I'd be so, this coach would be worn out.
Yeah, well, I don't know that's true. You're doing the other thing on your own. You've got, 50,000 followers? We certainly don't have that many here.
Yeah, but video games are a little different than money. People will tend to, here's what I found out about money.
It's boring and people don't want to educate themselves.
And they will migrate to listen to people that will allow them to do things they should not be doing. Yes. I've discovered that if they don't like what you're saying as a coach, like I'm trying to get people to get back on track. I'm dad, right? And sometimes you don't want to listen to dad. You go to mom. And then mom is like, no, then they'll go ask their friends. They're going to go to someone that agrees with what they want to do when that one thing is probably not a good idea. I've found that's a very common thing. What, do you agree with that?
I do. Yeah. People want permission to do what they shouldn't do.
And not to pick on people in their Facebook group, but they'll ask a question there. But I'm also in other groups that you're not in, Amanda, and I see them ask it elsewhere. And then they listen to poor people. Because these are the same people that give advice that also says, okay, you take up money out of the 401k. So then they start listening to them. Then they come back in our group. All right, I'm going to do this. How about it? I'm like, wait a minute. That is not what I told you to do in the beginning. We just had this happen last week. But see,
stop taking advice from broke people.
Yeah. And don't come back in my group and then go against what I said and ask me for more group. I'm like, wait a minute. Did you not read my first answer? And everyone in the group doesn't see what I saw elsewhere. I'm like, wait a minute. Anyway, I get frustrated sometimes, guys, and I know it comes across wrong, but it gets frustrating because I'm seeing what this person is doing elsewhere. So I'm a coach and I'm going to stick to my guns. All right. Social media question 4, the best place way to invest cash, extra cash, Amanda, but still have it easily liquid without much penalties if needed to withdraw. I'm assuming that would be an emergency fund, Amanda.
Yeah, that sounds like an emergency fund.
We've answered this in various ways. What's the best way right now? I guess we're talking about the online banks again with interest rates and...
Yeah. I mean, so you want an online high yield savings account. You know, you could also go the route of a money market account with a bank. The interest rates is going to be about the same. You would not want to put it in a CD because there are penalties for withdrawing early on those generally. You would not want to put it in any type of retirement account because that also would have penalties. I would not put it in a brokerage account because if it makes money, you're then going to have a tax fee associated with it. So that would be what I would do. And that's what I do, actually.
I think what's frustrating right now is you used to be able to make money by doing those. They want to invest it, but it sounds like an emergency fund.
Yeah. Past, I mean, I don't know that I'd use the word invest.
Yeah. They used it. I think nowadays, just because interest rates are at record lows, you really can't do much with it right now. It's like pennies. Yeah,
you're just stashing your cash. It's like having a pile of it in the corner, you know, under your mattress. It's not going to make you any money, but you're also not going to lose it. And you'll have easy access to it if you need it.
In a couple of years, interest rates will start climbing. They're forecasting it's going to take a while. I mean, this is really giving us...
Yeah, but even then, no one's getting rich on savings account interest, you know?
No. You can buy a hamburger maybe after a year, and that's pretty much it. I've never made money on savings interest. And I got, you know, you have to report it every year in your taxes. That's the only time I realized how much I had. I'm like, really? Why even bother? It's not even that great. Question number 5. Good question, though. Question number 5. In your opinion, we just had this last episode, just in a different way. In your opinion, when is it worth it to refinance your mortgage?
Yeah, so we can revisit this.
Yeah.
So again, Craig just mentioned interest rates are basically at an all-time low. So if you can refinance and save more than one full percentage point on interest, then it may be worth looking into. If you plan to stay in your house for at least 5 more years without selling it, because then you need that amount of time to recover your closing costs. Now, again, if you're refinancing, you should not refinance for 30 years and tack on more time with your mortgage. You need to be refinancing for a 15-year or less. If you have fewer years left in your mortgage than 15 now, then you should go for a shorter period of time. You don't want to add more time to your debt.
There you go.
Anything to add, Craig?
You're the real estate person. I didn't say a word. No,
but you're the coach, so go for it.
I mean, baby step 6 is we do want to pay off eventually, but if you're not, you definitely want to refinance. The people that have not refinanced yet, that have had mortgages for the last, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to stay in the house a while, these rates are crazy.
Well, and so here's what happens is these lenders are very aggressive in sending. Sometimes we get 5 or 6 a day.
Oh yeah,
Encouraging you to refinance because, and their tactic is it'll reduce your monthly payment. And it'll, you won't have to have a payment until like December or January. You get to skip a month of payment. So it's very enticing for people who are struggling right now to say, well, I can cut off a couple hundred dollars a month on my payment, or I can skip a payment and not have that. But they're aggressive because it's making them money, not because they're trying to be helpful to you. So what happens is they get to tack on more time, which increases the interest payments to them. They get to tack on more fees, and they're hoping that you're going to continue to finance your house.
Right. Yeah.
So again, like, don't fall for it. You are should not be doing it to reduce your monthly payment. You should be doing it to get rid of your debt faster.
There you go. And get comparable offers. Go out there and shop around.
Mm-hmm.
And check with your original lender.
Yeah, I wouldn't fall. I would not fall for, oh, you're going to reduce your monthly payment. If anything, your monthly payment should go up if you refinance, because hopefully you're doing it for a shorter period of time than you originally had.
Which our rule is 15 year.
Mm-hmm. But all that means is that you'll pay less in interest over time, which is well worth it.
Absolutely. It may be a little hard to pay. I mean, it's more money out of your pocket, but you want to get rid of it. Especially by retirement. You want to be debt-free by retirement. Should be your goal. Mortgage everything. Especially that. Because if you don't have any of those expenses, all you're doing is paying for food and utilities and stuff.
Yeah, and maybe taxes. Well, like property tax.
But you know what I mean. I mean, it's if you have no debt going into retirement, that's what your goal should be. You have so much control over your life at that point. And you can travel. If you don't have money, you ain't doing none of that stuff that they always put in those retirement commercials. You know, the couple in separate bathtubs holding hands at the sunset and all that crap. Yeah, that doesn't happen unless you have money. I hate to tell you that, people. I love those photos. They disgust me when I see all that stuff. Dude, they have big boats and stuff. And
yeah.
Anyway, here's a good question, and I'm going into this question with fear of you, Amanda, because you may, as we see in my other broadcast, we have a ban hammer. You may put a ban on this as well. I'm doing some research for when I can invest again, and I'm considering cryptocurrency. Love it or hate it, and why?
I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it.
I hate it. It's extremely volatile. It's imaginary money. You wouldn't be investing in yen, right? It's currency. So why on earth would you invest in something that fluctuates in value based on basically nothing? There's nothing tied to it. So you can't evaluate the financials. You can't evaluate a business plan or anything like that to make a sound investment. You're basically just throwing your money at a hope and a dream.
And we could sit here for an hour and debate this stupid cryptocurrency. For full disclosure, Amanda, I used to trade cryptocurrency. I tried it. I took a little bit of money, went in there, and did this trading. I had a little fun with it. Just, it was worse than going to Vegas.
Yeah. My husband did it too, and he lost a bunch of money.
Yeah, I lost a couple $100. I came back and I said, look, I'm cutting my losses. So I lost a couple hundred, but I've done it. So I did it to understand what it was, and it was so weird. And you can get sucked into this stupid thing. And I'm not going to debate this thing. It doesn't exist. And I know people out there are going to argue
imaginary.
With me all they want. Right. And we don't know who controls it. I know about all the technology, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to just... This is not real stuff. It's not a real business. I'm not going to do it. You do you, but this is not how we invest. I don't care what Bitcoin does here this week, next week, next year, or whatever. I don't know what that is. I can't go out and spend it like a gold bar. I can't even do that. I don't do
and what
bars.
And what I hate here is this person's doing some research for when I can invest again. So what is holding you back from investing now? And why are you looking into a brand new area when you can just invest again in what you had been investing in?
This is people with too much time on their hands getting caught up in Robinhood. They're seeing all the people on Facebook talk about cryptocurrency. There's other investment groups on Facebook. They're all talking about it. They're talking about this coin, that coin. guys, if you want to invest, you do your index funds and your IRAs, max all that. But then if you want to do that, once again, I know Amanda doesn't like this, but what's wrong with Microsoft or Apple? I know you don't want to talk about that, but if you gave me...
What's wrong with an ETF?
Right. XLK. If you gave me a choice between investing in Bitcoin or Apple, what do you think I'm going to pick?
Apple all day long.
I'm going to pick Apple because it exists and there's no debt and I know what they do.
Yeah. And Bitcoin fluctuations are completely arbitrary.
Right. And it's manipulated by the people. I'm out. I'm not. I hate it. That's why I'd rather buy something that's real. And Warren Buffett's the same way. A bunch of these big people are the same way. The people actually have big money. They don't mess with this stuff.
No.
They may have a little bit of side play money just in case, but this is not investing to me. It's not investing. It's gambling. I'd rather go to Vegas than do that.
Yeah.
It is very similar because I've done it. Your husband's done it. We had similar things. And most people do lose.
Yeah.
I'm out. No. This is not what we coach. Once again, like question number three, if you want to do cryptocurrency, that's a whole different thing. Go somewhere else and you're not going to have a good experience. That's not what we do. That's not investing in my book. I invest in things that exist. I can see. I can go to an Apple store. I can look at an iPhone. I use Microsoft Windows. I know what Office 365 is. Amazon. I order on Amazon. I have an NVIDIA card. I'm a big NVIDIA guy. I know NVIDIA is AI and graphics cards and stuff. That's stuff that I know exists because I use it. I can't use a Bitcoin.
Right. Well, you could if you were on the dark web.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. And I have been on the dark web. You don't want to go there.
Oh, boy. Nah, you don't want to know.
Yeah, I know. All right. Once again, we will put that on the list of what not to talk about. All right.
Okay.
Thank you again, Amanda.
All right. Bye.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda, and you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.